Welcome to the Holiday Buyer's Guide with Chase Bunker.
Hello and welcome to the Holiday Buyer's Guide. I am Chase Bunker, and for the next hour, I'll be speaking with people from around the area to help you buy gifts for that person who loves to cook, that person who wants a new computer, that golf fan in your life, or someone that just likes to gather others around the table for a good old-fashioned board game. Because gift buying is hard, especially if you have those family members who are like, I don't know what I want this year. Oh yeah, that really helps a lot, and I don't feel like giving them gift cards. So hopefully this special will help you out. Let's first start with computers. They're always a popular gift, especially if you're someone who likes to play on them or use them to edit or if they need them for a new job. And buying computers can be a lot to take in. Luke Locatech, the co-founder of Reboot Computers of Jacksonville, joins us. You can check out Reboot Computers over in the Hidden Hills area off Monument Road. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for coming on. First off, what is Reboot Computers?
So we are a full-service computer repair and sales company. We do business class laptops and desktops, and then we also specialize in custom-built gaming PCs, repairs, upgrades. Anything that is a laptop or desktop that needs to be worked on, we do it.
All right, speaking of video games, if you're buying a computer for someone who loves playing video games, especially love playing PC games, what should you look for?
Mostly you want to find out is what kind of games they play. There is so many different options in gaming, and the computer needs to be matched up with what the type of game that the person plays. So if someone who plays Call of Duty and Battlefield 6, that's a totally different machine than someone who just wants to play Sims and Minecraft and Roblox. And so you really got to get an idea of what kind of games the person wants to play, and then from there it's a lot easier to figure out what kind of machine you need to play those types of games. And we do that kind of stuff. We have a free consultation with the customer, and we go through all of the parts and different aspects of the machine and what their expectations are. And the best way to meet those expectations is to get an idea of what kind of games the person wants to play.
If someone is more into video editing and design, should people kind of look for a computer similar to that of a gaming computer, or should they focus more on like a different spec?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a good gaming PC is also a good video editing, good photography, good 3D modeling. You know, a gaming PC isn't just for gaming. It has a lot of other uses.
What are some of the pros and cons of getting a desktop compared to getting a laptop?
Oh, I think the biggest one is upgradability and serviceability. We don't sell gaming laptops. We don't recommend gaming laptops to our customers. Traditionally, gaming laptops are horrible at dissipating heat. And, you know, when you have a powerful machine with powerful graphic card and processor, and you expect this tiny little fan inside your laptop to keep it at a cool operating temperature, it's just not going to happen. And with a desktop, you have so much more options in cooling. You have so many more options in versatility and upgrades. And if something goes wrong with a laptop, that's it. I mean, these things are what they are when you buy them. Everything's soldered onto the motherboard. There is no really repairing a laptop. I mean, yes, there are options out there, but they're really expensive and they outweigh the cost of the machine. And so if you want something that does gaming, you are way better off with a desktop.
What about just getting a generic computer, just to say for like school work, or you have to do like work and all that? Is it better to get a desktop compared to a laptop?
Well, you're definitely going to get a lot more power for your money with a desktop. It is not even close, the difference in power from a desktop processor versus a laptop processor. Now, yes, you lose the portability, and if you need to be portable, then obviously a laptop is your only option. But we also recommend that you go with a business series laptop versus a consumer laptop. A consumer laptop that you buy from Walmart or Best Buy or BJ's is just a flimsy, cheap plastic machine. And you can buy a business series from these same manufacturers, Dell, HP, Lenovo, which is a much higher quality machine, very well built, and built to last, and most importantly.
I know they're not technically considered laptops, but do you like tablets a little bit more than laptops, or do you still prefer like a laptop over a tablet?
Oh, I would take a laptop over a tablet any day. I mean, these 360 machines that they build, it doesn't magically become an iPad when you flip it over into, quote, tablet mode. It's still a laptop. The user interface is still a laptop user interface. It's not like an iPad, which is a fantastic tablet, but it's a terrible laptop. I mean, if you add a Bluetooth keyboard to your iPad Pro, it's still a tablet. It is a terrible laptop. You are much better off just buying two separate components if you want a tablet and you want a laptop, because you're going to be disappointed one way or the other. And it's usually the tablet mode of a laptop that flips over into a 360. It's not like using an iPad.
What are some things that people should be aware of when buying a computer?
Mostly what you're going to use it for. I mean, the first question we ask any customer that comes in is, what are you going to do with it? Because that makes a huge difference in where we're going to kind of point you in what direction. Because most people are just going to use it, what we call an office user. So you're going to have, emails and social media and do some banking and maybe some photographs and stuff. That's almost any business class machine. We sell basically the Honda Accords of business machines, a nice i5 with 8 or 16 gigs of RAM and a 256 gig SSD, and that should be a serviceable machine for you for years and years for that kind of stuff you're doing. There's no reason to have some giant i7 processor and 32 gigs of RAM when you're using it for email and, you know, social media. And so we try to keep the customer from overspending on power that they're never, ever going to use.
How long should a new computer last?
If you're kind to your computer, my personal laptop that I use is 10 years old, still blazing fast, still a great machine. So, you know, but I also have it on a hard surface all the time. And, you know, a lot of people come in and their machines, they have it on the couch and they have it on a pillow. And your cool air intake for the machine is right there on the bottom. Now you're covering that up. And a lot of people come in and their machines are just coated in dust and they've burnt it up because you've covered up the most important part of the machine's intake. And so if you're kind to the machine, it's going to last. You know, buying the proper machine to begin with is also going to help you, but being kind to the machine, it is going to get a long way.
I want to ask a little bit more about that. What are some preventative maintenance things that we can do to our computers to help increase that longevity?
Number one, blow it out with compressed air. The first thing we do with any machine that comes into our shop, it gets blown out, because we know that people never maintain their machines. And, you know, maintaining your computer is like maintaining your car. It has certain maintenance things. And really, for the most part, it's just blowing it out with air. Dust and heat are the two things that are going to kill your machine. And it just takes a few seconds to blow the radiators out and blow around the openings of the machine to blow the dust off those fans. And really, that's the only maintenance. Even with a very expensive gaming machine, just take it outside once a year and blow it out with compressed air. Yeah, a can of compressed air is fine, but an actual compressor is so much better. We tell our customers, bring your machine in, we'll blow it out for free. Just keep that air flowing through the machine. And I mean, these things, especially the gaming machines, they act like air filtration systems. And so anything in the air, if it's on the ground, dust, pets, anything like that is going to end up inside your machine. And I can usually tell who has a pet, what color the pet is, you know, just by what's inside their machine. And so some good maintenance and just blowing it out is going to go a long way with keeping your machine running well.
Now you got me paranoid about blowing out my machine because I'm afraid of all my cat hair that's not going to get in the machine.
Yeah, we see that a lot.
One last thing before we let you go. Do you recommend building a PC or just buying a pre-built one?
So this is a question I get all the time, is why would I build one with you versus just buying a pre-built from Best Buy or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And the big difference is the components. So pre-built, you know, there's only two graphic card manufacturers and there's only two processor manufacturers. So they can't cut corners there because it's either going to be an Intel or an AMD processor, or it's either going to be an NVIDIA or an AMD graphic card. But everywhere else, they are going to cut corners to make the machine cheaper and their profit margin larger. And so the motherboard, the power supply, the case, everything is going to be less quality. And a lot of times with the pre-builds, we see that they undercool these machines dramatically. And that's the biggest thing to keeping your machine running, is keeping it cool. And these manufacturers know that they have a one-year warranty. It only has to last a year, then it's out of warranty, then they don't care. And so we see just really, really badly cooled machines. And with a custom-built machine, we sit down with you, you pick out the parts, we go over each part with you, we'll have an hour and a half consultation, you'll see the difference in the parts, you'll understand why one part costs more than the other, but then you also get the manufacturer's warranty with each part. And a lot of times, like power supplies, it's 7 or 10 year warranties, but when you buy a pre-built, you get a 1 year warranty from the manufacturer, regardless of what you could have got if by the components separately. Not to mention, you're going to have a much higher quality component in the machine, and you get us. I mean, we're going to help you maintain that machine. We're going to be there with you. We have a remote access software so we can remote in the machine if you're having a problem. And you just get way more with a custom-built machine.
He's Luke Lokotech, the co-founder of Reboot Computers of Jacksonville. You can check them out over in the Hidden Hills area. Check out their website, rebootjacksonville.com. Luke, have a great holiday, and thanks again for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Again, that was Luke Lokotech from Reboot Computers joining us. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, Chef Stephanie Smith from Ronald McDonald House will tell us some of the best things to get for that cooking fan in your life. Then later on in the show, Mason Spaulding from the PGA will talk all things golf. And finally, Tom Vassell from the Dice Tower will tell us what are some fun games to buy this holiday season. That's all coming up on the Holiday Buyer's Guide after this.